Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Warning, this podcast contains adult language and themes throughout.
Hello, I'm Candy Warhol.
And I'm Crystal Rasmussen.
And you're listening to
Dragonians, the Bodycasty.
Another week back in the studio, Crystal, and may I say I'm loving this this little Baker Boy hat and spectacle look. It's kind of a young Barbara Streisand in Yentl kind of look you're going for.
That's so weird because I was actually this week reading the works of John Wayne Gacy and, you know, I was really going for that kind of look. So it's interesting that you got that because it's not what I was going for.
Well, some people would compare a little young Barbara Streisand to a young Gacy, you know, so that's not the first time I've heard that.
No, it is a common cultural comparison. So, yes, how's your week been?
Well, you were there up and down once again, you know, started well on Friday with my wedding. And I just before I go on with the story, I just want to say to the listeners, thank you so much for Crystal for giving me away. As everybody knows, the honeymoon was not what I thought it would be. You know, when Barry fell off the cliff, you know, I saw my hopes dashed as he fell. And the sad thing is people think I pushed him. You know, I didn't push him. I was escorted immediately into police custody. They're here right now. You know, I'm going straight to the trial after this. And I'm just typical Barry, I think, you know.
Okay, so between you and me, Candy, you know, for the guests at home listening, I was in charge of a lot of the wedding because, you know, you were low budget and I'm cheap. And so, you know, I gave you away. I officiated. I designed the dress. I did the catering. The crab cakes were just divine. And of course, I did the videography, and, you know, I just want you to know that that video of what happened on the honeymoon, you know, I have since burned the evidence, but it was, of course, broadcast to the nation in the early noughties. Timeline's a bit messed up here.
Well, Crystal, all I have to say is, just like your crab cakes, I think that video was unreliable. So the less said, the better. What are we talking about on this week's episode, Crystal?
Well, this week we're talking about my second favorite thing after money, which is daddies. Well, what about your relationship with daddies, Candy?
You know, I don't like to talk about my daddies, Crystal. You know, I was raised by my wonderful single mother, Donna. And, you know, it wasn't really till the weekend with my wedding to Barry that I decided, you know, if I didn't know then that you were going to walk me down the aisle and Samantha Mumba was going to cancel, I wanted my real daddy to walk me down the aisle. So, you know, I found out that my mother, Donna, had had an affair with three different men, Harry, Bill and Sam. And I decided to write them all a letter and invite them to the wedding in Greece. And you know, we haven't figured it out yet. It's a saga that I think will continue. But I've just texted my grandmother, Cher, and she's just after charting a lovely helicopter off the Golden Pages, and she's going to be chopping in this weekend to help me solve the next dilemma of who is my father.
Yes, sadly, I have never watched those movies. The picture book of your life. So I think we should move on before we get any more into this deeply niche area. So we are super excited to have our guest with us today. She might be the world-leading expert on daddies after me, because I've slept with every single one. She is the host of the brilliant, fantastic, really moving, really funny podcast, Daddy Issues. Please welcome our good friend, Hang Herod, George, Mariah Carey.
Hi.
Hi.
How do you know?
How do you know? And you've actually come dressed as Mariah Carey today.
I know, I have.
I love his hair. Stunning.
But also weirdly as a daddy. It's so interesting how you're sort of multi-rolling in different genders here. I love it. Very avant-garde, as they say.
Very avant-garde.
Okay, so Angharad, you're here with a dilemma for your dragony aunts.
I am.
Can you please share with us if you're happy to?
So my dilemma is how does one find a healthy relationship when one has daddy issues?
Well, I think you've come to the right place when it comes to daddy issues, Angharad. So,
well, I was going to say the context is that I have my podcast, Daddy Issues, and I am, so I speak to lots of people about their various sort of daddy issues, but so hearing loads of different stories in relationships, but also being single at the moment and feeling particularly single and lonely, I have thought about my next relationship very a lot, a lot. And I've been thinking, you know, who would I go for and how would I make this relationship firstly last and secondly healthy, and that I'm not kind of obsessive like I normally can get, or you know, throw myself out there a bit too strongly when I actually don't feel that strongly for them. And so I don't know, I've been really thinking quite intensely about my past relationships and how to make the next one a good one.
What to you constitutes, first of all, a healthy relationship? Because I think that is, you know, it's kind of could be different for anyone. And what is it to you that constitutes that, you know?
Yeah, I think to me, it's balance. So there's a sort of, there's an equal partnership. And I think loyalty, obviously, and trust. I think trust is probably the main thing. Because trust then leads into things like, you know, feeling safe with someone and feeling that they can be someone that you can be yourself with that person. There's no sort of false pretense or insecurity. And so, yeah, I think that's, for me at least, a healthy relationship is that trust and that friendship potentially before even the romantic side. Not that the romantic side to me is very important, and I think to most people, but I think it's the trusting friendship that, and the, yeah, the balance, the equal partnership.
I mean, I find that so fascinating, because to me, you know, a healthy relationship is, you know, being chained up in the back of a van and being driven around for 48 hours, then, you know, dumped out at my doorstep. But, you know, each to their own. And I think that's so interesting that you're talking about trust and friendship, you know, as the basis of a healthy relationship. Do you think the friendship comes before or after? Like, do you want to bang a friend and then get into a relationship with them? Or do you want to form a friendship? You know what I mean? It's like, that is a really...
I've been thinking about this.
Yeah.
I've been going through my single male friends. And I've been trying to think which one could I bang, and none are screaming at me. But I mean, ideally, I think looks and that sort of instant connection is ideally what I'd go for, and then you build a friendship. But
yeah,
if it's got to be the other way around, and you know, push comes to shove, and I reach certain age, and really, and a male friend, a single, then, you know, at least we'd have a happy life.
Well, I guess the important side of it, like the friendship side that you're talking about, is what's actually going to make it, it's going to put longevity into the relationship. You know, the spark and the physical attraction, the romantic side, of course, is important. But if there isn't the friendship side of it, then it's not really going to last. So that is important too. But I don't think it's like chicken and the egg. There's like, we're not sure which one should come first, because every relationship is different, isn't it?
I mean, this is a complete, you know, I digress, but, you know, the egg came first, FYI, for our listeners. It is the most obvious thing. Surely, come on, I'm here to lay that to rest. The egg came first.
It takes me back to when we were young kids and I saw Crystal lay that egg. I don't really like to speak about it. So let's move on.
But I think, the second part of your question, Angharad, is, you know, how do you have this healthy relationship, like you say, with trust and the ability to be yourself and the friendship and the longevity and the support, you know, and the anal, you know, how do you have this relationship. I'm kidding, obviously. Or unless you want to do that. I mean, I've never done it, but if you want to do that, that's fine. But how do you have this, you know, how, okay, I guess the question is, you know, you say that you have daddy issues, and I know you have a podcast called Daddy Issues, but how have your daddy issues affected your relationships in the past? Is that a fair question? Mm-hmm. Have they?
Yep. So definitely. So my dad, just to go a bit deep, my dad died when I was 7. And so then, no, don't worry. So I knew him for a little bit, and then obviously an absence of him. And then I think what's happened in my relationships as a young adult is I was going for people who had some sort of resemblance in some bizarre way to my dad. So be that wearing glasses, or be that like someone who maybe had a, I mean, genuinely, I started fancying a guy because he had a low voice and carried a briefcase. And I was like, that's like my dad. And
we're all evolving there.
Yeah. And I think it's, and also on top of that, guys who, because if I think especially the how daddy issues has obviously been thrown around has been particularly at women who have, you know, sort of seem quite desperate and needy with guys and potentially undervalue themselves because of that need to be loved. And I think that's very much a real thing. And it's also for guys as well, but obviously comes out slightly potentially differently. But I definitely did that. And I think I attracted guys who would give me the same story of being abandoned at the end, because I think I was in a place where I hadn't quite understood why this kept happening. And I had to sort of confront essentially my daddy issues. And that's a really layered, complex amount of different things. To then be like, oh, okay, this is why this keeps going wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, this is something that I keep doing. It's not like on them, it's on me.
It's so interesting, isn't it? Because like, I am someone who certainly had and has a lot of daddy issues, even with my partner now. No, but seriously, I mean, like, and it's so interesting because I had a pretty good relationship. I have a pretty good relationship with my dad, but I exclusively through my 20s had sex with men older than my father. And was seeking, I don't know, some sort of validation, some sort of like validation of my identity that maybe he never quite gave me. I don't know. God, I'm just talking. I'm just saying statements.
I've always found
that so fascinating. And like this whole, because this daddy thing really does, we do lean in. And there is a really funny side of it, you know, like, yes, Jenny. And like, you know, the kind of pop culture side of it. But then, as Christelle said as well, like the... It can take on a more sexual term, and it can take on I don't even know how to phrase it. I just always find it so fascinating why, like, where this whole like gay men and daddies thing came from, you know?
I think as Anne Harrod said about seeking masculinities, right? So whether it's like, whether it's in the way that you talk about Anne Harrod, it's sort of like, you know, maybe trying to find your, you know, your lost father. That's such an intense thing to say. Or for me, was about like deifying and trying to sort of seek validation from a kind of masculinity. And daddy is associated with like a strong man or in the sort of broader term, you know, the father figure, the person who's going to take care of you.
Yeah.
So I don't know. The protector. And so like, you know, going back to your question, I guess it's really hard to answer.
Is that still something that you seek out now when you're starting a relationship, Anghard? Like a protector, or a masculine figure.
But this is the thing. So obviously I didn't describe all the various daddy issues that I feel like I've encountered in my relationships a minute ago. But one of them is definitely that need. I used to have a real need or huge desire to feel safe with someone, because I think that safety had been taken away from like my, you know, dad in terms of the masculine energy in my life. And so I definitely was striving for someone to protect me and to be that person and that figure in my life. And I think, again, I kept falling short because you can't expect, especially someone, I didn't have the sort of inverted commas classic daddy issues where I didn't go for older guys. I did go for guys, you know, around my age or tiny bit older or tiny bit younger, but I definitely didn't have that sort of version of, but it's the same thing of wanting the protector. And yeah. I think now I've come to realize that the best way to go about that is, yes, I might want someone who does have that, you know, energy and that sort of want to look after me, etc. But actually the first person, again, not to go too deep, but the first person that I need to do that is with myself.
Yeah, and that, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And that's something that that's hopefully been a way that I've confronted essentially my daddy issues, which then means that my next relationship hopefully will be a much healthier one, to go back to the question, because that's where I think you have to face these things and be like, okay, why am I doing that? Like, why am I sleeping with men older than my father in order to seek validation? Like, what do I need to look at in order to change that cycle so that I feel better about my relationships?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So to me, from everything you're saying, it sounds like you're ready to jump into the dating scene again, but you actually are more self-aware. And I always find it funny when, you know, when you're dating somebody and you're making like so many mistakes and you know you're making mistakes or doing the wrong thing or saying the wrong thing and you're telling yourself to stop or your friends are telling you to stop and you just never listen. And then like years later, you look back and you're like, yes, okay, like I've learned that and I know never next time. Was there any like, I don't know, like warning signs that you can look back on now that you know, okay, I'm not going to do that or say that again with this with the next guy?
A thing that I used to do quite a lot, which again is going quite deep, but was putting the other person before myself. Right. So that's something that I will have my alarm bells up if I start realizing that I'm putting their, obviously it's good to put someone else's needs above your own sometimes, but you know, not selfish all the time, but yeah. Definitely a element of just losing myself slightly in the relationship and platforming the person a little bit too highly, whereby I put some of my self-worth on them.
Yeah, so like, totally.
Which was obviously an unhealthy relationship, even yeah. if it was loving.
Yeah, because there should be a balance in a relationship. And if it gets to a stage, of course, yes, you should be putting somebody forward in front of you sometimes, but they should be doing the same. And yeah. if it gets to a stage where that balance is unbalanced and it's all about them, there needs to be a stop or a pause so you can have a conversation about it.
Yes. Am I allowed to ask the same question back and get some other answers? Yeah. How about you two?
Let's go to Crystal first.
Well, I mean, I have so many examples, but like the things I wouldn't do now is like, certainly, like, I think that for me, the biggest thing is my time. And so like a lot of the time in other relationships, what I do is like devote all my time for them, drop everything when they were free. You know, I would wait, one of my first long-term relationships, it started off with, this is so minor, but it really shows the pattern of what happened then. I would like text him like, hey, let's do something tonight or whatever in the next 2 weeks. And then he wouldn't reply for 2 weeks. I'd wait and freak out. Mm. He'd reply and then I'd reply straight away. And I would be always so willing. You know, one day he texted me like, do you want to go to Berlin tonight? And I had a drag show that night and I was like, fuck it. So he went to Berlin. And then like the next week I'd be like, how about I cook you dinner? And I'd get no reply. And it's things like that of like having real like, double standards that you're kind of creating for like the, you know, so I think that's what I'd avoid. I'd be like, be really forthright that like my time's my time and really work out what I'm comfortable with and how much I'm giving to them, you know?
in a relationship, there does tend to be someone who needs more love and affection and, you know, more kind of reassurance and right. all of that kind of stuff than someone else, usually, obviously, not always. But I do think you're right in saying that you have to find that yourself within the relationship. It's not something that just like balance, as you say, is not always equal. It's just as long as there's that mutual respect and understanding, I think, of each other. And it's okay, well, this person does need me more than I need them, but that's okay because I'm okay with doing that. And it's
right. That's exactly it. You put it better than I have. Yeah.
Yes. No, you put it brilliantly.
And also it's about, but I think like what you were saying earlier, it's about realizing your, you know, the balances that you yourself can kind of take care of, you know, by looking at your previous dating history.
Yeah.
You know, and about by, you know, cause there's all your, you know, you, it's okay to need someone. I'm quite pro codependency, frankly, which is like probably not good.
He's codependent. I'm like, you need me.
I know, but literally say, which is like, that's a daddy issue.
I want to be needed so much.
I know, my God.
What do you find like on when you're going on a first date and they ask you what you do and you're like, well, I have a podcast called Daddy Issues.
So it's actually quite funny because I have been single. So I had a short stint with a boyfriend, like my ex, who I was only with for about 4 months, so it doesn't really count. But anyway, so I was with during the very beginning of Daddy Issues, and then I haven't had a boyfriend since, or even a lover. I've just been so freaking single. Anyway, but then I went on Hinge for a little bit. So like <Great. laughs> a few months ago, pre all this happening, I went on Hinge, and it was so funny because I put myself, I'm an actress and a podcaster and a writer, but I thought that all just sounds so pretentious. So I was just like, I'm just going to put astronaut. And obviously that's so random, probably not, you know, it'll be like, okay, well, she's joking. So anyway, put astronaut. And then obviously whoever got in touch was like, are you really an astronaut? And I'd be like, no, well, no, I've got a podcast actually. And they'd be like, oh, what's your podcast called? And then I just wait for it. And I'd just be like, it's called Daddy Issues. And then you'd see typing or whatever. And then, And then there was one person who goes, oh my God, I love that podcast.
Oh no, great.
Great news. But you
guys, did you go on a date with them?
No, I actually, I'm a classic sort of, I'll message someone if I'm drunk in bed and I'll, you know, I'll skip through on Hinge, but like, I'll never follow it up. I'll be like, you know, as soon as it gets to the stage where even numbers can be exchanged, I'm like, uh-uh. And I just ghost.
Do you prefer meeting a guy in person then rather than online?
Much prefer.
It's nicer, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I think everybody ultimately does, right? I don't think.
Of course.
Yeah.
Unless you're a catfish like Candy. But that's a whole different thing.
It's just that dating has become so much harder in the last couple of years with online dating. And dating has become like so disposable. You're literally swiping left on somebody without even speaking to them. And you're judging them on the first few sentences, you know? Yeah. So I think it's much better to meet a guy at a house party or through a friend, you know, or down an alleyway.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. My favorite spot.
Yeah, exactly. Ang Harrod, I have a question for you. Do you think everybody has daddy issues?
Yeah, I mean, to some extent, yes. I actually think people big time have mummy issues as well. I think that's just...
Really? Do you think guys have that?
Yeah, and girls.
And girls. Okay, yeah.
And I think that can... It's such a massive subject, but I do think it manifests maybe slightly differently, but I think mothers can feed into someone's potentially lack of self-worth or need to prove almost as much as fathers, but because I think of the kind of dominant sort of figure in parenting being the father historically, that seems to hold the baton, I think, with things like confidence and self-esteem. Like your father, I supposedly, this is what research shows, is that your father does give that can make you feel like you can do anything and everything, and also has the ability, and you know, the sky's the limit beyond, but also has the ability of his rejection being so profound that either you shrivel and feel like you're nothing, or you'll sort of strive to be better. I don't know. I'm trying to box in loads of different things. But basically, yeah, I think everyone does probably to some extent have daddy issues, even if that is a too much of an attachment to their father in terms of,
sure,
you know, wanting a man to be just as good as their father. Like,
Like, bad. And I know heterosexual men who base their entire character and entire decision-making process off the fact their father is a good man. And then you meet the father and he's like some absolute mug and you're like, girl, what? Seriously, get a grip.
Exactly.
Get a life and get over it. But it's so interesting, I think, that like, I guess when you think about it in a genuinely realistic way, like, you know, if you think your most significant relationships in your life, we often think of as like your best friend who you fell out with at school and then like your first boyfriend, but actually your parents, in whatever format that is, they literally produce you both in their presence and like Angharad, and I know as you talk about kind of in their absence. So it's like, so of course everyone's got daddy and mommy issues. Oh my God.
Big time. Big time.
The most serious question to date. Have you ever been in bed with a guy and called him daddy?
No, I actually haven't.
Really? That is the way to get over these daddy issues.
Girl, you haven't tried it.
Screaming that out. But I do have a friend who they actually came on my podcast, but I won't say who, but I have, well, they've now become a friend. But anyway, they said the person that they were sleeping with, their boyfriend now, started saying daddy.
Mm.
And they were saying how much they actually enjoyed it. And they were loving it. And they were like, shit, my daddy issues are real. Which was quite interesting.
That is what I think about when people talk about like the daddy, especially like on the gay scene. I've always just wondered, that's what I meant earlier, like, where does that originate from? Like, Crystal, I know, have you ever been called daddy?
Please. No, but I spent my entire 20s calling men daddy.
Exactly.
And asking them to call me, I'm belying my old gender, but I'm asking them to call me son or sometimes grandson.
Oh no. Okay. I've never heard that one before.
What happens at the big Tesco in Lancaster stays at the big Tesco in Lancaster. Am I right?
My God.
I think it is really important for, you know, with our generation, if, you know, we're lucky enough or we want to have children, then to sort of just be aware to like not pass your shit on.
Isn't it strange? It is a cycle. And I always find it really funny, say if I'm with like my mom and that typical thing of like, oh, mom, you're being so overbearing. And then when I'm at my grandparents' house, I hear her saying the exact same thing to her mother. And you just realize it is just passed on. So again, it's just also, be aware.
Surely the truth is then if everybody has parent issues, if everybody has daddy and mommy parent issues, surely the truth is that what that proves is that like there is no such way to be a flawless parent.
No.
In terms of like parenting, like no matter what, my child is going to have drag queen mommy issues. Not that I'm going to give it to them, but you know, I'm going to try my hardest to not carry my shit over to them. But I'm sure there'll be other shit that I don't know I have. You know, it's just...
Yes, because there's also that thing having a perfect parent and then the child, and I know this because of friends or just I think generally, but having that, I think it's more of a male thing because I think again generally historically men have been, you know, the you know, people who go out and work and make money and are the kind of impressive parent because of that. And I think that, you know, if you bring in finance, that's historically been more valued than nurturing and caring in that sense.
Which
is so stupid, because they're just as important, if not, you know.
Well, more important. I think the work my mother... go on.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. But I do think, again, having this sort of perfect parent also can... which, again, doesn't exist, but can do that thing of a child feeling like they're not going to ever be good as or good enough. And I think it's a kind of catch 22, because you're never going to be perfect. And there's no perfect. And I think it's just being self-aware and aware of yourself and then all of that other, like the amount of, I don't really have an answer, but the amount of boys that I've spoken to, or men, I should say, who were like, my dad wasn't absent, but he was really successful. And because of that, I've always felt like I would never be as good as him. And I've always felt in his shadow and that I'm not good enough. And so I think, and you know, he could be a really great dad, but he seems to show, you know, a part of, you know, a part that they don't believe that they can do because it's so impressive or whatever it is. It doesn't have to just be success, but whatever it is. So yeah, there's no perfect way, I don't think.
I mean, you spoke there, Angharad, about, you know, nothing being perfect and nobody being perfect. And I think Cristal is a perfect example of that, you know. But I love that you seem to me completely far more self-assured than you were a couple of years ago. And you're ready to get out there on the scene and, you know, get a partner, just get laid. And you know exactly what you're doing this time, you know. Is that safe to say?
Yeah, that is very safe to say.
And we can confirm there's thousands of tweets from young willing men for Angharad flying in. So we're going to be sending all of those your way. We might take some for ourselves, and then we'll send the leftovers to you. It sounds like you'll take anything at this point. If I think that's safe to say, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Looking for a man with a briefcase. We've got a lot of them on our
man
books.
With a briefcase. It is on trend. Hashtag man in a briefcase for Angharad. My love, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much
for having me. It's been so much fun.
You're such a pleasure. And your podcast, Daddy Issues, is out there. You're on season two? Mm-hmm.
Season two, yeah.
Great. Congrats, my love. Yes.
Thank
so
you.
Anyone with Daddy Issues, if this episode hasn't solved all your problems, please jump on to Angharad's fantastic podcast, Daddy Issues, which is available now. Angharad, yes?
Oh, sorry.
And the movie version is coming out as well, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. The TV show on Netflix, I think, is up and coming. But I just want to confirm it's not just about relationships. It talks about lots of different things. So don't worry if it's not relationships.
It's also about the fall of the Berlin Wall, I think so. Yeah,
exactly.
Mm. Perfect. I think that's going to be Ryan Murphy's interpretation of the podcast is going to be absolutely spectacular. I can't wait to see it. Thank you so much for coming in today. And please send her love to Ryan.
I will too.
And thank you so much for coming. We'll see you on the dating scene.
Yeah, perfect. Can't wait.
Hopefully coming soon.
All right. Lots of love. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That was so much fun. It's the listener dilemma of
the day. Listen, it is time for our third favorite part of the podcast, and that is our listener dilemma of the day.
Love it. Okay.
So, Ophelia, if you could just bring in the big bag for us there. Thank you. And I'm just going to let her out now. Okay. Dear Candy and Cristal, my father is in his 50s and has recently had Botox for the first time. Good on you. He's now got the surgery bug and came home yesterday with lip fillers, while this morning he's talking about getting an eyebrow lift. I understand it's his body, but I'm worried he's having a midlife crisis. What should I do? Ask Jennifer in Manchester. And she has attached a picture there for you, Cristal, of the father, if you'd like to take a look.
Yes, interesting. Well, you know, frankly, you know, we're all desperate to keep up with the Kardashians, aren't we? Mm. You know, and I don't really blame Jennifer's father. And frankly, I think he looks pretty good.
So do I.
You know, I think, you know, each to their own.
Each to their own. I mean, there's also, I mean, in the photo, it is the father and Jennifer. And if I may say so, Jennifer is obviously in need of some work herself.
Yes.
And I think that's the issue, isn't it? You know, maybe she's seeing how fantastic her father is with all this lip filler and Botox and feeling insecure because she looks like a pot-bellied pig. So,
you know, to me, it sounds like, you know, classic. Candy, you know, we've seen this before and we will see it again. To me, this sounds like jealousy.
Jealousy. Yeah.
Jealousy. You know, and I think frankly, we cannot have a free society until everybody is getting fillers and Botox. And that is just, that is my stance on it. And, you know, it might be quite a liberal stance, but it's a stance. All right.
Well,
and I think go for it. daddy, get the Botox.
Exactly. And I think, you know, jealousy is, like you said, a very dangerous thing, isn't it? And it's something that our Jennifer needs to be aware of. You know, as Paris Hilton once sang on her hit song, Jealousy, you know, jealousy, 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 la 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 la, you know, iconic words.
Not just iconic words, but really the words of the modern day gospel, Candy, I think. And I think Jennifer has a lot of self-work to do. Mm. And I feel pretty sort of sickened by Jennifer's judgmentalism towards her, you know, her Botoxed father. Mm. And I think, frankly, you know, we keep giving airtime to people on the show who don't deserve it. And I think Jennifer has a lot of thinking to do.
Yes. Yes. Mm.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Let's move on. Once again, we've come to the conclusion of our podcast, Crystal, and I am shaken with exhaustion. Shaken.
Mm. I mean, this is my daily life, Candy. You know, this is my reality.
Any plans for your weekend?
You know, I just... You know, I'm just going to go home, kick back with a glass of Pinot, and I'm going to watch, you know, my favorite movie, you know, the masterpiece directed by Carol Ballard, Fly Away Home.
Oh.
And, you know, and I'm just going to do that tonight. I'm just going to, you know, kick back with myself, you know, my new man and his bitter, bitter daughter. And we're just going to watch a story about family and little ducklings.
And little ducklings. Yeah, you used to raise ducks back in the day, didn't you?
I still do. You know, one of my favorite things to do is just raise little duckies. You know, what I often do is I go to the canal, you know, I scoop them out with a net and take them away from their mother, you know, and then I just raise them one by one. And then, you know, I feed them to my pet snake when they're big enough. And that's just, you know, what I like to do in my spare time. And I know... You know, I know that that is not very politically correct when it comes to animal rights. But, you know, I beg anyone who was there for, you know, who was in Cyprus the year when the ducklings took over. You know, it was 1941. You know, everybody knows it. The great duckling stampede of Cyprus, 1941. It was a lot. And so, you know, I'm working through my duckling issues.
Well, fly away home, Crystal, I say.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm going to do. What are you doing tonight, Candy?
Well, at least we not forget the bill is outside waiting for me, you know, to bring me to sort out this ongoing, you know, 12 hours now investigation into Barry falling off the cliff. But I'm confident that I'm going to have that wrapped up by tea time. And you know, I've been thinking this whole... fiasco with Barry and ruining my honeymoon. I think I'm entitled to a do-over. So the Magaluf Hotel have completely comped us for this weekend. So I'm going to be on the first plane out of here. I've already enlisted my two very, very best friends, Hannah and Daisy, from, of course, S Club Junior's fame. And they're already over there. And knowing them, they've already arranged a little gig for the three of us. You know, they need to earn their little pocket money, little Daisy and Hannah, you know, singing their little past hits while I reminisce about my long lost marriage of 24 hours, you know.
Well, you know, it sounds like that is going to be an automatic high, Candy.
Oh, completely. Well, an automatic high indeed. And as usual, I will have no clue what happened to me the whole weekend, because I will be high. You know, I never know what happened to me until I get my disposable camera back from the pharmacy. So we'll have a look through those photos next week and see what myself, Daisy and Hannah got up to in Magaluf.
I think just before we go, I think our listeners will be really interested to know, you know, how do you smuggle your drugs over the border?
Well, that's, again, you know, why it's great having a relationship with the juniors, with the S Club juniors. You know, they're able bodied, they're little, they're very energetic, and they'll just take, you know, a few tabs, a few bags up their little anuses, you know, and we will just, you know, have a little sing song, you know, a little new direction, a little fool no more while going through the security. and Daisy Anna. They all do it with a complete smile because they're happy. They're happy for the work, you know. Not all of them were lucky enough to get into the Saturdays, so.
No.
So, and I'll send you their love. I'll send you their love.
Please,
you know?
Do. You I know, will, I think of them, you know, bless their hearts. Well, you know, as we've learned a lot today, and I think the most key thing is that nobody suspects the juniors. What? At airport security. So I think, yeah, that is a beautiful note to end on. And I just hope you have a lovely weekend, Candy.
Lovely.
I know you
so much.
Girl, you deserve it. What a week you've had, you know.
Let's hear from me now. Listen, so that's me. I have to go sort this out. And I'll see you guys next week. Thank you so much once again. Le Dragon et Ansela podcast. Out.
Out.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.